Hey, I'm calling you with my computer again.
Oh, really?
Remember
That's
that time
amazing.
I called you before?
Oh, that just amazes
Yeah. So, can you hear me? I don't know if the line is okay.
Well, the line is perfect. You sound like you're in the next room.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and say hi. I had a moment here. It's quite late though. It's like after midnight, so I
Oh
won't
my.
talk too late, but I just wanted to call and say hello.
Well, I'm glad you did. I was asking Carol if anybody heard from you.
Yeah, well, I
So.
sent her an email and I, have been communicating that way, but I haven't
No.
talked to anybody on the phone.
No. Boy, it's good to hear you. You used to sound like you're in the next room.
Well, good.
Wonderful. Are you getting any of that heavy rain over there?
Yeah, actually, it was just raining a minute ago, and it rained almost all day today and last night.
Wow.
It's rained about every day, but it's still pretty hot out, so it's
So
not too cold.
there's no flooding.
No.
No good. Because we get pictures on the news here of the floods in Pakistan, and that's terrible. Those poor people.
Yeah.
So many thousands have lost their homes, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
Well, Carol's coming out tomorrow. Can you
Yeah.
hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's coming out tomorrow. She's seeing Carlos. I have water problems in the garage again. The faucet's right behind the washing machine. I went to do the laundry the other day and I turned the hot water faucet on, and I've got water all over the walls, the ceiling, everywhere. So I had to get the pipe wrench and shut it down. And then the same thing with the cold water. So we're going to have to do some more new piping in there. So Carlos said he could come tomorrow. So I'm just going to cook some potatoes. I'm going to make potato salad because it's hot. It's 90 degrees here. Supposed to
Wow.
be hotter tomorrow. But the house hasn't heated up yet, so it's comfortable here in the house. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
I have water going down my face. I'm washing my hair in the kitchen sink.
Oh, well, is this not a good time to talk?
No, it's okay. Let me get a Kleenex and wipe it off running
Okay.
down my face. There we go. So I can't use the water out in the laundry tub because it's all shut off.
Yeah.
So I had to wash my hair, so I'm just doing it here in the sink.
Yeah.
But it's okay, I'll get it done. I haven't talked to Raya for a while. She came out last weekend and took me shopping. I had to go to Target for some things and stop at the market. So I was grateful for that. Whenever you girls come out, then I stock up as best I can because I never know when I'm going to get to the market again.
Yeah.
So I have plenty of food. And Carol's coming tomorrow. She wondered if I needed something from Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, so I gave her a list of things, and so I'll be fine. The next weekend, she's coming to get me because I have to go on Friday to get my finger poked again, and then Saturday we go to theater.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so I'll get out again.
Doesn't
I get what they call cabin fever. I don't go anywhere, and then the walls kind of want to close in on me sometimes.
Yeah.
But it could be worse. At least I can get around.
Yeah. Doesn't Raya leave for London tomorrow?
Yeah, she's supposed to. I haven't heard from her this week. She's supposed to leave tomorrow. I know Carol was kind of concerned about her because she didn't have any shoes. She did go to Target the other night and buy her toiletries and things, but she didn't get any shoes. And she's been giving Carol problems. Carol, he doesn't know whether to lock the back door, into the lanai and the kitchen, because it was 11 o'clock last night, and she didn't know where Raya was. It was 11 o'clock the night before, and I said, well, call her. because she's been taking herself up to the park, Griffith Park, and sitting out there at a picnic table and reading her Bible, which is no big deal. But you can't do that after 10 o'clock. They close the park. So mm-hmm. where is she at 11 o'clock at night? You know, it worries everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know her. She went up Thursday to see her mother, and both of them stayed overnight and come back, but I haven't heard anything from her. I haven't heard anything from Lynn. So I don't know what's going on.
Huh, okay.
And hopefully Carol knows where she is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's like we had that room with the girls, because Carol wasn't so bad. We lived in town, but we lived here. And we told Lynn, Dad and I both said, it isn't a problem for us for where you are, but just let us know by 10 o'clock where you are and what time you think you might be home. And they said, we'll be okay. But if we don't know where you are by 10 o'clock at night, then we worry.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lynn was good about it. She would call us and let us know. And she came home shortly after that. But the kids go to their parties and stuff, and time gets away from them. And that's understandable, and that's okay, as long as the parents know you're all right. So anyway, I know she'll be gone. She leaves tomorrow, and she doesn't come back till the 24th. I think that's what she said.
Wow, so 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still staying at the same place?
Yeah, I've been in the same place, and for the last few days, my friend who I've been staying with has been away in London.
Uh-huh.
So I've had the flat to myself, which is really nice.
Good. And where do you go from Berlin?
I go to Belgrade.
Belgrade, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Sarajevo?
No, then to Amsterdam.
Oh, you're zigzagging back and forth, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you're having a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a good time so far.
Do you have enough money?
Yeah, I have enough money.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Because Carol can see that you get some money if you need it.
Yeah. No, I'm doing okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, well, I just thought I would call and say hi, Grandma.
Well, I'm so glad you did. It's so good to hear from you. And you're coming in real clear. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's it's the future. It's, the internet phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll take myself to bed now.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's Sunday, you don't have to get up early.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten up early very much because I've been kind of jet-lagged. So I'm getting back on. I'm getting on the time here in the last few days, but
yeah. Well, I'm so glad you called.
Yeah.
And if you, like I said, I'm home, except I'll be at Carol's next weekend. She's coming to get me on Thursday the 19th at night, and then I get a pro time on early Friday morning, and then Saturday we go to theater. And she'll bring me home Sunday, and then I'll be home for a while.
Okay.
So, I'll be home, I imagine, until you get back. Anyway.
Yeah, in September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carol's going to take vacation in September from the 10th. She is going with Tricia back to Wisconsin for a few days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. and Monday. They're going back to a reunion of some kind.
Well, that's nice.
I'll be in at her house to take care of the kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm home.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, I'll try to call you guys if you're going to be there. I'll try to call you both one of these days.
Okay.
The timing is a little, you know, the time difference makes it a little awkward, but...
Oh, sure.
But, yeah, I can try and do that.
Oh, good. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, I miss you, and I'll be home soon.
I miss you terribly, because you're always so kind to me, and you have such interesting things to say.
So. Yeah. Well, all right, Grandma.
Okay, sweetheart, I love you.
I love you too. I'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Yeah, and have a real good time now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.